Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter,
everybody.
Showtime. What's up, dude?
Let's get right
sports
to it. It's sports. Get in sports report. Get in sports report.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? You are never, ever, ever thirsty. Ever. Boom.
Ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's do some scores real quick. Major League Baseball yesterday. Reds beat the Cubs 14-5. Damn. Jeez.
I feel
14-5.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I feel like a lot of your scores in baseball lately have been like ridiculous scores.
Ridiculous.
Right?
I was listening to the Dan Patrick show the other day, and they were talking about it. They're like, dude, baseball is just hitting home runs. Boom, 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 boom.
Needs to start throwing more 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, then people won't be hitting anything.
Right. Shut up. Bye-bye.
Anyway, yeah, dude, that's crazy. 14-5 yesterday. Reds beat the Cubs. White Sox beating the A's. The A's is 5-2. Tigers were off.
There's some games tonight. Today, Angels going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. Cubs over in Cincinnati playing the Reds at 7:10. A's going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10 there. So, moving on. Got a few stories here for you. Let's kick it off with basketball. Big-time high school basketball recruit. His name is Hansel Emanuel.
Hansel Emanuel. Okay.
Hansel. He earned a scholarship offer to play college at Tennessee State University. No big deal, right? I mean, it is kind of a big deal. It's a nice school. Plenty of recruits, though, get plenty of scholarship offers. So why is this such a big deal that Emmanuel has gotten recruited? Emmanuel only has one arm, Brock. He's only got one arm. He lost his left arm at the age of 6, but now he's 6'5". And still dominates both ends of the court. Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
One arm. So there's this guy. There's a guy that plays. He's a famous one-arm basketball player, and he plays with, like, it's not the and-one crew, but it's, like, that kind of same crew that travels around today. Dude, it's absolutely incredible. He's got, like, half an arm. I think the guy I'm thinking of has it, like, off at the elbow. Mm. But, dude, he grabs the ball. He shoots. He steals. He does everything. Everybody. Actually, he's better than everybody on the court.
You almost have to be. You almost got to make yourself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like people like that work a lot harder, you know, to prevail that, you know.
I can barely play with two hands, okay, with two arms.
You know?
And then you got some guy who's just crushing it with one arm. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. Maybe we'll see Emmanuel on TV over there at Tennessee State.
You could give me another arm, and I probably still wouldn't be as good as this guy. All right?
You could have an arm growing out of my ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I could look like Goro from Mortal Kombat, and I still...
Could steal a ball.
Still couldn't play basketball well. This is terrible.
Or block anybody or anything.
Yeah.
So, wow. There you go, Emmanuel. Congratulations. Moving on, baseball. Back in January, somebody paid $5.2 million for a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle baseball card. We talked about that. Obviously, setting the record for the most expensive sports card ever sold. Wow. That record's been broken, Brock, in a big way. Someone purchased a T206 Honus Wagner baseball card for $6.6
million
at an auction.
Look, this is just getting out of hand.
Hey, dude, there are only 56 of these cards known to exist, making it one of the most rarest and clearly one of the most valuable of all time. But still, though, there's 56 of them. So 56 times 6.6 million.
That's a lot of cheese, man. Now, here's the thing, though. Out of all these Honus Wagner cards, how many are, like, in however they decent. Rate them? You know, like, they have a rating system for cards. And, you know,
even the crappiest card, even the crappiest Honus card.
Yeah.
With that one being at 6.6, it's still got to be, like, what, 500 Gs?
Yeah, probably. That's I don't know. Insane, at this dude. Point, it's getting ridiculous. And what people are paying, the amount of
it's a card
expendable cash. Exactly. It's not like you're going to get out and trade that thing either. It's going to sit in probably a vault where people can't even see it. You know what I mean?
Dude, you could save a small country with those funds. But nah,
I need that Honus card, man.
Let's buy the card. I don't know. We're not rich people, though. We don't have a rich person mindset, you know?
Yeah. One last story here, real quick. Competitive eating. Professional competitive.
Yes. Now we're talking sports.
Eric Badlands Booker. He set a new Guinness World Record for chugging the fastest 2 liter of soda ever. Dude, this just sounds miserable. He inhaled an entire 2 liter of soda in 18.45 seconds.
Oh.
In case you're a wondering, Booker also holds records for Burritoville burritos, matzo balls, corned beef hash, onions, candy bars, among many other things. But, dude, could you imagine slamming a 2 liter in 18 seconds?
Like, I'm uncomfortable thinking, because you know how that would feel. Like, we've all chugged too much soda at one point. And you're just like, I'm going to die. This is it. This is how I die. Yeah.
Ugh. God. You get just like a few gulps in, dude. Your stomach's already full from expanding from, the carbonation.
You know, the crazy thing, I'm not saying that I'm at this guy's level, but I have chugged, like a big old, pitcher, of beer before. Maybe not
a
full
pitcher.
There's
as much carbonation, though.
No.
I think soda is a different story because how bubbly it gets.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine?
That's crazy.
It'd be really impressive if it was like root beer.
Oh, yeah. Like
the thing where you got to stick your finger in it for a half an hour to get the foam down.
You can't break the record at that point. You spend half the time just trying to get the foam down. I poured it wrong,
He's
man.
He's foaming up.
It's foaming. Yeah, this is, I give the guy credit. That's pretty impressive, but I don't know. There might be bigger things to shoot for than chugging.
Imagine.
Was it diet at least or no?
I don't think so, dude.
Oh, that's a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
Can you imagine? Just that burp.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Blows out your larynx as you're burping. Yeah.
Not to mention pop burps. They smell. They're terrible.
When you get those ones, it makes your eyes water. Like you burp and it's just like, it almost like the gas comes through your eyes and you're just like, oh God, I'm dying. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. I'm sure they don't. But if they did, have a stereo in an FA-18.
Yeah, it'd be
bitching. You think they would listen to this song? You think any fighter jet pilot would listen to this
song? It's on loop.
I mean, you have to. You had to have.
Yeah.
Throw some headphones in or something.
It's on a loop. It's the only song you get to listen to while flying your jet.
God, you feel like a badass.
All right. It's 7:25. We got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you ain't going to be thirsty. Wait. No mow. Yeah. Gotcha.
No
mo. No
mo. All right, basketball. Big-time high school basketball recruit. His name's Hansel Emmanuel. Earned a scholarship offer to play college at Tennessee State University. No big deal, right? I mean, it is kind of a big deal. You're going to college to play basketball.
Yeah.
Anyways, plenty of recruits, though, get plenty of scholarship offers. So why are we talking about Hansel Emmanuel? Well, this one's a big deal because Emmanuel only has one arm, Brock. He lost his left arm at the age of 6, but now he's 6'5", still able to dominate on both sides of the court.
It's crazy.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Going to college, play basketball with one arm. Especially basketball, too. There's other sports like golf. You'd be like, yeah, okay, I can see it. I think it's just amazing, though, basketball.
Not really. Not taking anything away from this guy, but here's the thing. Is a guy like me.
Oh, come on.
If you think I'm going to dribble with my other hand, I'm not coordinated enough to dribble with one hand. I keep it in one hand anyways the whole time. If I try and switch to my right hand, I look like I'm having a stroke. That's what it is. So, yeah, it's easy. Yeah. I always hated those drills.
I hated those drills. Catch balls. You got to rebound.
I hated drills back in the day when we had to, go back and forth. I'm like, I can't do it with my right hand. Actually, you know what? I'm trying to think, playing over at your folks' place, I don't think I've ever dribbled with my right hand over there. I don't think so. No, just keep,
really?
Keep it left-handed.
You need to start practicing.
Where's that basketball that we had here in the studio? That I broke
you know what? You need more practice with your left hand. honestly, before you even get to your right hand.
You know what? My left hand's like, I'm pretty sure I've beaten you before on that court, son.
You can't touch net. There's no way you've beaten me.
I've whooped your ass in some lightning. I know I have. Are we going to start this again? are we gonna go down this road again? I already know I'm faster than you, and now you're going to say you can school me on the court? Son, ain't
not
happening.
On the devil rims. No, there's no way.
I will dunk. You know what? I'm going
to
dunk you.
I think Kiki beat us all that one night, to be honest with you.
I'm going
to
dunk.
So neither of us can talk.
In your face, and you're going to get a face full of nuts is what you're going to get right there. That's right.
What are you going to dunk on? One of those play school rims? One of those plastic ones?
I'm going to dunk.
I'd be surprised if you get up that high.
Over your face. All over you, son.
One of those ones that you put above your door? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm going to throw some bows, buddy. I'm going to throw some bows. You better watch it. I'm going to Rodman you. I don't know.
You're going to break a knee. That's what's going to happen. All right, let's move on. Baseball, for God's sakes. You can't beat me anyway. Baseball. Back in January, someone paid $5.2 million for a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle baseball card. We were talking about this a while back. We were making fun of it. Setting a world record for the most expensive sports card ever sold. Wow. Record's been broken. Dude, cards are big right now. A lot of people talking about playing cards. You know, especially this one. Listen to this. Broke it in a big way. A T206 Honus Wagner baseball card sold for $6.6 million at an auction. There's only 56 of these cards made. Only exist. Most valuable card of all time. $6.6 million,
bro. Stupid. This is just, it's annoying to me, okay? And I know we're not rich people, okay? We're not all hoity-toity, snooty lifestyle of the rich, rich and famous type people. But even being rich, you'd have to look at that and be like, really, am I spending $6.6
million? $6
million,
dude. Okay, you can have this baseball card, right? Or, dude, any mansion. You just look through a magazine or that on an island.
I think that's where we really need to accept the fact that we don't get the rich person mentality. Like, we don't get having enough money where 6.6 million. And I know it's an investment, too. Well, it could be. Who knows? The market could fall out of used baseball cards or trading cards. Who knows? At this point, it's just going to keep getting more valuable, and I guess you could just resell it.
I'll tell you what it is. They know because they have the money. Well, they don't have the money. Here's what it is. It doesn't matter. Once you get rich enough, like it's a club, and they all get together, and they're like, yeah, it really doesn't count. Like, money doesn't matter. So $6.6 million for a playing card. That's why they're just like, well, yeah, whatever. It's just a note. They know that it has no value. Mm-hmm. That's why they're throwing it around so much. It's got to be it, right?
Maybe.
Like, you're rich enough to where you're just like, all right, I can just buy anything, and we'll just mark it as credit.
How much is my Johnny Manziel rookie card worth? Is that worth anything at this point?
Zero.
It's his rookie card for the Canadian League he's playing in now. That's what it is.
Rich guys are using that to break up their blow. That's what they're using that card for.
Yes. Yes.
All right. One last story real quick. Competitive eating. This is great. We got to end it with this. Professional competitive eater Eric Badlands Booker set a Guinness World Record for chugging the fastest 2 liter of soda ever, inhaling an entire two liters of soda in 18 seconds, dude.
Imagine? It sounds painful, you know? Yeah.
Dude, that's probably a regular soda, too. So much sugar, caffeine. And the amount of, oh, my God. Booker also holds records for eating Burritoville burritos, matzo balls, corned beef hash, onions, candy bars. This guy's going to die soon, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you.
You know, there's something with this. And I mean, you look at it. Kobayashi's still alive, right? How old is he now? Maybe in his 40s?
He's still young. No, he's younger than that,
Kobe,
isn't he?
How do you spell Kobayashi? Kobayashi.
I couldn't even.
I was way off. He is 43 years old. Okay, so he's 43.
Really?
He's still doing all right, but you gotta think that eating like this and doing things like this.
It's hot dogs, so I mean you can.
That's like the worst thing. That's lips and booty holes. Like, I mean, that's got to be like the worst thing to eat massive amounts of.
It can't be worse than an entire 2 liter. Soda, though.
Either way, I think it's all in the same vein. You know, like all these guys, Joey Chestnut and that little tiny lady that's eating. Like, at some point, like, your body's just got to shut down, right? I don't know.
Do they have like a documentary? Do they follow these guys around for like a couple days after these events? Because that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel normal? Like, are these guys like, yeah, this is going to feel great? Or do they act like they're all happy, and once they get medal, they go home and they just like miserable for like 5 days?
You'd think you'd have to be. Like, I mean, I feel miserable after like 4 hot dogs, right? Because you know it's like, wow, that's a lot of sodium. That's a lot of processed meat. The body is not going to be happy about that. But maybe there's something to it if you do all of it at once.
Just get used to it, huh?
Like, here, I'm looking at like some of Kobayashi's world records. 110 bunless hot dogs in 10 minutes. 60 bunless hot dogs in 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
How is that possible? How?
How about this? 337 buffalo wings in 30 minutes.
Wait, so real quick, what was that last one?
The
in 2 minutes.
The 60 bunless hot dogs in 2 minutes? Yeah.
60 bunless. So this guy's doing a thing of soda in 18 seconds.
Yeah.
Think about that. This guy's eating 60 hot dogs not much long after this guy's finishing that 2-liter.
Like, here, soba noodles. 21.3 pounds of soba in 12 minutes. 21 pounds of food. This is crazy.
How are you still alive?
I do not.
How is that possible? My stomach stretches. I don't know. We go all day on this, but they need a Netflix documentary. They got one?
It's something like it. I hope so. I hope so, because this just doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of important things probably going on in sports, but you know what? Hell with it. Eric Badlands Booker beat the world record.
And he's going to die soon. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.